In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the Sunday before Theophany, and also the day before Theophany. Tomorrow we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. And so the appropriate reading is the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. It began before Christ was baptized. It began with St. John, proclaiming the way. Now what did he say? First of all, he was a voice in the wilderness. Uninhabited places, places away from the city, people had to go out to see him. And he said, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now this message is a message that is apropos for the wilderness, because in the cities nobody's going to listen. This is a message about moral rectitude. This is a message about cleansing the soul, about struggle for righteousness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. That is, prepare your heart for him, so that you make a way for him to come into your heart. This was John's message. His message was to struggle to be righteous. It's not a popular message, so I think it's very apropos that he was in the wilderness, and only those who were truly interested would come out to see him, because most people don't want to hear this message. And even those that are in the church, remember the wheat and the tares. Most people in the church are the tares, you know. And they really don't want to hear the message of preparing the way of the Lord. And this is something that must occur on a daily basis. We're not saved because we're Orthodox. We're not saved because we say we believe in the creed. We're saved through our struggle coupled with God's grace, are continually preparing a way for him, and he will indeed, when he sees a way prepared, even if it's poorly done, even if it's done without skill. Your ability is not the question here. It is your desire. If he sees that you are trying to prepare a way, then indeed he will complete that way and he will dwell in you. So St. John gives this message, which is required in a person before they become a Christian. Now, we baptize children, but eventually a child also will come to some point in their life where they must decide to live righteously or not. It's their choice. Parents train them, but it's their choice, just like it is our choice, whether or not we want to live righteously. Most of the world does not live righteously. Most of the world gives lip service to righteousness. St. John is saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And the actual tense of the verb is keep on preparing. It's a continual process where we must be weeding out things in our soul that are getting in the way of the Lord indwelling within us. And he will help us. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I said it today already. Your abilities are not the question here. You don't have to be able to be saved. You don't have to be good at righteousness to be saved. You have to desire to be righteous. God will provide the goodness. God will provide the ability. But you must provide the way by struggle. And when he sees your struggle, he sees a way. For that, if the Lord sees struggle in your life, that's a highway for him, directly into your soul, where he can live. Now, John baptized in the wilderness, a baptism of repentance. And indeed, people would go into the water, and then they would stand there in the water, and they would confess their sins. Usually they would be baptized, and then they would come up and confess all their sins, and they'd go to the side of the river. But the baptism was only a confession for these people. It had no salvific grace. The Lord brought to baptism that it would save. Now, it will not save, though, unless a person has struggled to prepare the way of the Lord. By making the path straight. What is crookedness in the scripture? Crookedness represents sin. Crookedness, we even say, you know, he's a crook, huh? That's where it comes from. The idea of sinfulness, the idea of deceit. All manner of sins are wrapped up in this word of this idea of crookedness. The Lord says, make the path straight. Get rid of all the crookedness. Get rid of all the sin. Get rid of all the dishonesty, of the selfishness. And the Lord will help you in all things if you struggle to make His path straight. Now, it says make His path straight. But really, we understand that the Lord will assist us in this working of making the path straight. We struggle. We should have desire to be better. Christianity is a desire to rectify the soul. Because if you cannot become better in your heart, then you can't know God, and you can't have any peace. This is why we follow the commandments. Some people follow the commandments because of fear of punishment. Some people follow the commandments because they were just trained to do so. And there are people who don't even believe in God that follow commandments and just because they were trained to do so by their parents or by their society. But the real, true reason for following commandments is because in following the commandments, in making our Lord's path straight in our heart, in our soul, by doing this, we know Him because we enter into His life. We understand who He is. Because we live as He lived. And in living as He lived, then we know Him. And the knowledge of God is salvation. It is blessedness. It's something we can't even understand now. Although, perhaps in a small way we can understand it. If you love someone, don't you want to be around that person? Don't you enjoy being in the same room with that person? Just because they are who they are, it is a joy to know them. There are many people like that in my life. I'm sure there are in yours as well. The greatest joy is to know Jesus Christ. And the only way to know Him is to become like Him. And so St. John is saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make His path straight. Now, John just gave the baptism of repentance. It's a good thing to repent. It's a good thing to confess your sins and to decide you'll do better. But to really do better, you need something that John cannot give. The Holy Spirit, given by Christ. The apostle says, John saying, I indeed baptize you with water, but He, the Christ, shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This baptism, this immersion, which is what baptism means, to immerse, to be immersed in the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, this is what makes us capable of righteousness, of eternal life. The Lord tells us to do many things. Many people in the church and outside the church don't understand about all these things. They see so many rules. They see so many things we're not supposed to do, so many things that give us pleasure that we're not supposed to do. We're not supposed to feel. So many thoughts that are so hard to control. They don't see the point to it. The point to it is, if you become more righteous, you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit and have all joy. You'll have blessedness, peace in your heart. This is what God desires for you and has promised for you. And it is possible through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in you, which is only possible from baptism. Baptism creates the new man. Now, then continually, you must be preparing the way of the Lord, because it's not a static event. Salvation is not where you just believe and that's all. Salvation is where you continually get better. You continually improve. You continually prepare the way of the Lord. We'll have a baptism this afternoon. And this is a beginning for Nicholas. And may God help him to continually prepare the way of the Lord in his soul. He'll be made capable of righteousness after baptism. But being made capable of righteousness and becoming righteous are two different things. God gives us all grace, all ability to be saved.